According to commentator Hugh Burns, a Dominican priest, how the Catholic Church responds to its current crisis will have a profound effect on the future of the Church.
Not since the Reformation have the shockwaves of dissatisfaction and discord been more threatening to the Catholic Church. At that time, Rome dismissed Martin Luther's challenge to the selling of indulgences as an isolated incident. His 95 theses, tacked to the Wittenberg church door, were seen as the ravings of a mad, heretical monk who needed to be reeled in. The Vatican failed to realize that Luther's prophetic challenge was the beginning of Protestantism. There are many indications that the Catholic hierarchy is misreading the signs of our times as well. Statements out of Rome indicate that they view the present crisis as an American problem, wildly exaggerated by anti-Catholic mass media. Traditionalists blame the sex scandals on dissenting theologians, gay activists in the church, and a godless, secular American culture. But scapegoating and frantic damage control will not contain the avalanche of popular anger set off by recent revelations. The issue is no longer just pedophilia, nor the cover-ups for that matter. What is emerging is a broad-based call for restructuring authority in the Catholic Church. Voices on both right and left are advocating changes in a system that could hide so much for so long. People want to be consulted and included in the administration of church policy and finance. Before now, the effects of disclosures of clergy child abuse remained local, but the Gagan and Shanley cases in Boston have captured worldwide attention, as did Luther's stand at Wittenberg in 1518. The press and the Catholic faithful alike are connecting the dots of past and present incidents. They form a general picture of an overly centralized institution, accustomed to secrecy, fumbling awkwardly under the spotlight of public scrutiny. On the positive side, groups of clergy and laity are forming and calling for change. Most prominent is the Voice of the Faithful, founded by Dr. James Muller, Nobel laureate and member of the Pope's own Commission on Science. Since its inception in Boston only months ago, it has spread across the U.S. and abroad. Things will never be the same again. The Vatican didn't get it at the dawn of the Reformation, and Christianity has been sadly splintered ever since. Let's hope and pray that Roman officials and the American bishops are as aware of the past as they are of the present. Ignoring popular clamor for accountability and structural reform could prove as divisive as rejecting Luther's appeal nearly 500 years ago. Heeding it will make for a stronger, healthier, and more credible Catholic Church as it enters its third millennium.
The comments of Hugh Burns, a Dominican priest who preaches in Catholic churches across the country. He lives in Jersey City.